The name Leo Millet will not be forgotten, at least if the OPP and the municipality of West Nipissing have their way. On March 19, the municipality and the OPP announced that the Nipissing West OPP boardroom would henceforth be officially named the Leo Millet Boardroom. Millet is well known in the community, having served the community as a councillor, mayor, and volunteer for over 40 years. Born and raised in Cache Bay, Millet emphasized, "Cache Bay is and always has been close to my heart. I've always fought hard to make it a better place to live and raise a family." He served as a councillor there before becoming mayor. Once the towns amalgamated in 1999, Millet was elected to West Nipissing Municipal Council, representing Ward 2, which is Cache Bay, for nearly two decades. From 1971 to 1999, Millet worked as a maintenance lead with the Sturgeon Falls OPP detachment. Throughout those years, he continued to give back to his community. Mayor Kathleen Thorne Rishon, who attended the naming ceremony, said, "Leo has been an important advocate for our community, known for his thoughtful leadership and his passion for making West Nipissing a better place for all of us." The mayor continued, "By naming this room in his honor, we ensure that his contributions will never be forgotten and that future generations will understand the importance of community engagement and leadership." West Nipissing's chief administrative officer, Jay Barbeau, added, "It's an honor and a privilege to recognize such a distinguished gentleman who has dedicated his life to public service and volunteering for the community." Barbeau, who has served as SAO for over 20 years, came to know Millet well. During the naming ceremony, Barbeau mentioned, "Everybody wants to be here today, because Leo always made each and every one of us feel like we're his best friend. That's the effect you have on everybody." Mayor Thorne Rishon continued the sentiment, "I think Leo would most appreciate being recognized as kind. He is someone people just love to be around." The mayor added, "His dedication and service have had a profound impact on our municipality and on the lives of those in it." The mayor was sure to acknowledge Millet's wife, Roland, as well for all of her support. Roland has volunteered within the community for years, especially with the food bank. Mayor Thorne Rishon noted, "We know it is absolutely impossible without the support of our family and our partners and our friends, and I know that Leo's success and all of the things he's accomplished, and all of the things he's being recognized for here today, have a large part to do with you and the support that you've provided." Millet recently turned 80, and he told Bay Today that he probably won't be taking on many more projects, although he still intends to stay active within the community. He mentioned that his accomplishments came about through collaborating with council and municipal staff, and emphasized his good relationships with the constituents who continued to support him decade after decade. "I was always happy to help and tried my best to resolve any issues for the community," Millet said. As for the naming ceremony, Millet was honored by the recognition. "They had such kind words, and it was quite an honor for me." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.